This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another edition of What's on Your Mind, Wednesday edition, normally including a conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall on Wednesday afternoon in the second hour. However, that has been moved this week to Friday to accommodate the Congressman's schedule. So that'll be Friday, second hour, and we'll be live out at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion. So looking forward to that. Todd, you and Kevin will have to do most of the conversing and the listeners, because there'll be very loud steam whistles behind me. Remember that last year? Deafening.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I temporarily just lost all senses, right? I just kind of shut down, and then, like, it just kind of fades back in. Like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, it is light out. It is.
Oh, my gosh. Like, when that happens, is yell like Popeye? That's all I can stand, and I can't stand no more.
It just overtakes you. But anyway, so we'll have the whistles going on Friday. But Talk Radio Town Hall, looking forward to that. Today on the program, we're going to do a couple of things. Bottom of this hour, we'll talk with Terry Wanzek. Terry is a farmer from near Jamestown. He and his family, a farm there, have a bean operation and ship those a lot of places. So we're going to talk about, you know, sort of the business end of the trade deals. How are they looking, right? Aside from what we talk a lot about, and that is, okay, NAFTA's going there, and China's going there, and Canada's going to be after Mexico, and, you know, here's where we go. Same thing with the $12 billion relief package that has come out as well to bridge that gap a little bit. So that's, you know, I get all that. I'm kind of curious more on the other side. We haven't talked to somebody impacted by this in a while, how things are going. When we have, I've been amazed at the resolve, the resiliency, the long-haul view of most folks. So I continue to think that's pretty amazing, although this can't be easy. I get that. So definitely have empathy for folks that are looking at the prices and looking at, we used to send X amount of bushels there, now we're not, you know. But the long haul, I think, obviously, is something we're all focused on, but doesn't make the short haul any easier. So anyway, we'll talk with Terry about that. And then next hour, we're going to talk to Jake Wilkins. Jake is communications director for the Republican Party in North Dakota. He's broken down an ad. We've been trying to do these ad watches for you where people will call and say, how are they able to say that? Why can they say that? I know that's not true. I know Kevin. I know this candidate, but how are they able to say it? Well, that's what they do. There's one up right now that a new ad. It's this ad about Manador and Senator Heitkamp's hometown. And at the end of it, she says she'll work with anyone. You know, I'm going to work with anyone. The idea is that she'll work with, you know, if I got to work with Donald Trump, I'll work with Donald Trump. I got to work with somebody to, you know, try to be that aw shucksy kind of, I just work with anybody and don't put any labels on me kind of deal. Well, does she work with you? Does she work with Todd or I? And coming on this program to answer your questions, that would be, I'll work with anyone, wouldn't it? That'd be, she got this media enemy list, that she keeps where she won't talk to.
Well, technically, she did talk to me. She came in to record a tagline for a commercial, and the only thing she said to me is, wow, you're turning gray.
Well, that was nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, nice to see you, too. gosh.
So, technically, if you want to say she does deal with me, if you're going to make that the deal, then, yeah, she does. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that a deal is a cheap shot in the hallway. I'm saying, hey, Todd, I know it's been a long time. Let's figure something out. Let's get back on to you. Let's talk to your listeners, right? That's dealing with you. not giving you a bad time about your gray hair. My gosh.
Yeah.
But, you know, Concerned Women for America is another group. Concerned Women of America, the North Dakota chapter, are led by some really awesome people. These are farm wives, salt of the earth, people that just care with every fiber of their being about what they believe in. And one of the things they believe deeply in as a women's group is the ending of innocent life. Do you know how many years they've knocked on the door or attempted to have a meeting scheduled with Senator Heitkamp? She won't do it. She won't do it. I mean, she's raking in the money from every radical left-wing pro-abortion Planned Parenthood who sells body parts to, you know, cash in some more from aborted babies. They meet with them, but won't meet with Concerned Women for America of North Dakota. How is that? I'll work with anyone. Not sure it is. So our job, I think, is to point this stuff out and also give you voice to point it out on the program, and we will continue to do that for sure. So those things are coming up in the way of scheduled guests on the program. And, of course, topics we can talk about pretty much anything you'd like. And I guess I'll bring this one up just because I was just talking about Concerned Women for America and their views. You know, I've told you before in the program, if I didn't have to worry about providing for my family, you know, kids going to college and high school tuition and you know, well, food, I guess food's kind of important, isn't it, Todd? You know, food is usually high up on the list for a parent. You know, shelter, all the usual things. If I didn't have to worry about, you know, the normal things we worry about in life, I would find some way to be, you know, almost like a gypsy just out there going from place to place or you know, whatever platform I could find to try and just have reasonable conversations with people about the horrific idea that a Supreme Court of the United States can invent a right to privacy, try and find it in the Constitution, a right to privacy that connects to it's okay to kill a baby. You have a right to privacy, go ahead and kill a baby. How does that happen in the greatest country on the face of the earth? And since that decision by the Supreme Court, 55 million, wrap your mind around that number, 55 million babies exterminated, flushed, killed, done away with. The Holocaust was awful, right? We all agree on that. What Hitler did, unthinkable. I mean, you just get a pit in your stomach and go to the Holocaust Museum, see all those shoes, of all those shoes from those that were murdered, right? The numbers, rough numbers from the Holocaust are 6 million. 6 million that were murdered for one reason. The leader of the country didn't like their race. Well, 55 million have been killed because the Supreme Court said, do what you want. You got a right to privacy, kill the baby. So that's an issue. I can't not, you know, consider that the most important thing that needs to be dealt with. And again, we'd all agree, right? If we were from Germany in the 40s, we'd say, oh my gosh, can't believe this Holocaust. Can't believe I was part of that. What am I going to do? And a lot of people did nothing. They sang louder when the trains went by with the victims on the way to the gas chambers. I don't want to be the person that sang louder. That na 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 na, stick the fingers in the ears. You know what I mean? The reason I'm bringing this up is I saw a story that's really amazing. And it's about 16-year-old Jeremiah Thomas from Texas. He died on Sunday after a six-month battle with bone cancer. The kiddo loved football, led his team to victory in 2017, not long before he was diagnosed with this. His football coach said he loved everybody he came in contact with, showed love, showed the love of Christ on everything he did, and someone who could just make you laugh. But just as much, the teen loved the most vulnerable, defenseless human beings in America today, unborn babies. So they gave him a Make-A-Wish grant from the foundation. He didn't want anything for himself. He used it to ask the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, to end abortions. He said, quote, "For my wish, I wanted to talk to you and discuss a bill to abolish abortion, end abortion." They did a video call earlier this summer. "Sir, you would be representing the demands of Texans. If you would pass this bill, we could end abortion here and now." So this got a lot of national attention, including from the National Director of Operation Save America, who, by the way, received a lot of hate mail in response. Some people actually said they wished he would die sooner. I'm not kidding you. One person joked that his cancer was giving his mother a really late-term abortion. What is it about this issue that just brings out the venom and the evil out of people? You don't agree? That's fine. It's America. Don't agree. Go about your business. Pay no attention to the goofball behind the microphone. My gosh. I just thought that was a neat story. 16 years old, he's doing that. Wow.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is Scott Hillen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution with MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, North Dakota, Mineral Tracker is one-of-a-kind technology that is revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial. Call 833-842-2924. Go to MineralTracker.com or email info at RoyaltyMatters.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Back on What's On Your Mind, here's the telephone number, by the way, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. You can also call us locally, 258-0550, 258-0550. 550. There you go. I have a little grandnephew. Jakey's his name. When I first see him, you know, wherever we meet up at the lake or whatever, you say, Jakey, how many hugs am I going to get today? Some days, Todd, it's 14. Some days, it's 6 or 7. But some days, it's, are you ready? Zero! That's what he says right there. And he does, for a fact, he does the thumb and, you know, index finger there to say zero. Give you the, you know, the actual sign, zero. Zero. So that's why I add a little flair when I say zero here on the program. You don't sound like you care. You're still smarting over Heidi Heitkamp saying, gosh, you've got gray hair. Aren't you?
No, I'm. Why I'm smarting is that I didn't have the presence of mind until she was halfway out the door to say, well, it wasn't gray when I first called to get you on the show. Look what you're turning me into here.
We're going to have the audience help with good comebacks for you. That'd be not bad at all.
I'm just disappointed I'm slipping, but, you know, maybe it was the fact that you don't expect that to be the line coming out of a sitting senator.
That's true. You can text us, by the way, too, with your comments.
You think it would be
today.
A nicer line, but whatever.
And or better comeback lines for Todd. 367-2054. You can also text him at 226-8503. And love to hear from you. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I want to talk about mechanics, lube techs. Now, you might be out there in a job. You think, that's pretty good, pays pretty good. You know, I like my job. I'm telling you what. If you join the team at MBI Energy Services, you're going to work for a company like you've never worked for before. The best team in the West. Immediate openings right now for diesel mechanics, lube techs, traveling mechanics at all kinds of locations. They're, of course, committed to safety and job satisfaction. They've received national recognition for safety excellence, recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, training, strong supporter of our local communities. So apply today. Mechanics, lube techs, upgrade to MBI Energy Services, MBIEnergyServices.com. All right, let's go to the phones here. I guess I said all I wanted to say about the Texas team. I didn't spend too much time on some of the pushback on this. How in the world you'd ever think this was a bad thing, but people actually saying horrific things about a 16-year-old boy dying of cancer. I mean, just like really unbelievable. But that, again, is what comes out. But I bring that up because if you think about that, if you think about a 16-year-old boy dying of cancer, and they say, hey, kid, we got to make a wish here. What do you want to do? And what he does is consider this problem. Just ask yourself this question for me. Just humor me for 20 seconds here. Maybe you don't want to wait till you're dying to figure out how important this issue is. Maybe you don't want to wait until you die till you find out how important this issue is. So find your something and do something. If you agree, it's wrong. If you don't, it's America. I totally understand. I respect that. The view I don't share, I don't understand. I just think we ought to have reasonable conversations about this and people will figure it out. But I'm not going to worry about those who think this is okay. That's just your deal. You're gonna live in that pool, and that's fine. I'm talking to people who agree, but are we doing enough? That was the whole point of bringing you the story of Pete, which I thought was kind of cool. Actually, his name is Jeremiah. I'm going to talk to Pete now. There we go. Pete Moorhead, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. See, I was just you were referencing the Holocaust to the abortion industry, but one thing you got to realize is the abortion industry is a Jewish business more than the banking industry. The Jewish lobbies in this country have forced this abortion thing down our throats with all their money and their networks. And so, if we want to stop abortion, we have to take a look at where the money's coming from, where the political organizations are coming from, and we can stop this Holocaust on the people of America. So I would just like to say, think about where all this is coming from.
And well, I don't know about you, but I was watching a vote on something as basic and simple that said, okay, science tells us a baby feels pain at 20 weeks, so therefore we're going to draw the line there. We're going to do a pain-capable abortion-free act right there. You draw the line there. And I saw people who were not Jewish voting. One of them was Heidi Heitkamp. who went to celebrate with Chuck Schumer after. So I mean, there's a lot of people involved. I've never heard your analogy that people are profiting. It's the Jewish community is profiting.
It's a Jewish business. Okay.
I don't know what allows you to say that. I don't know what would in other words, Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood.
Allow me to say that.
I've never heard it before, but that's why I'd like a little more detail. Where is the report on who owns abortion clinics?
The report on it, you don't believe me. It's a Jewish business. Thank you for taking my call.
No, what I'm saying is just give me a little more data. I've never heard it before. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm saying you present something I've never heard before. I just want a little more data. That's all I'm saying. But to me, it's well beyond, saying, okay, because of, the Jewish community that we have this. No. This is unfortunately broader than that. Justin in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was just kind of talking about the Senate race and all the negative ads. It just seems like the Democrats have so much money tied up in just negativity and negative ads. And it seems like they're the only ones doing it, especially on Facebook. I think the Democrats, especially these young techies and all these millennials and stuff, are just controlling the media. And it doesn't seem fair because they're basically telling you what you need to think and feel every single day on social media.
Yeah,
I don't think people realize it.
Do you think it works?
Oh, absolutely. You start clicking on stuff and they want you to think you can have, health care for all and, medical stuff. And then they think that Republicans are trying to take away Social Security and Medicare. I know they're not, because they're good Christians. They always just kind of pick and choose what they want you to see and hear, and it's just ridiculous. Because most of the media is Democrat controlled. It's
we have a bias. We have a guest next hour, Jake Wilkins, who is communications director of the Republican Party. I'm going to ask him if Republicans are outnumbered, and especially online, and talk about your theory a little bit, Justin. So stay tuned, okay? I think the thing that overcomes that, Donald Trump faced that. He was outspent, out of tact. Everything. It didn't matter. So I think why it doesn't matter is, people rise up and have conversations about it. Stephen Bismarck, quickly, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Just commenting on the abortion thing. Totally against abortion. I've never thought there was really any justifiable reason to have one. In the 80s, picketed a few of the places in North Dakota here that provided abortions when the state conservatively kind of pretended they weren't happening. But what I don't understand is why we're putting all the blame on ladies. I don't imagine having children of both genders that there are daughters waiting to get...
I missed what you said, Steve. Putting the blame all on who?
On ladies. On women.
On women. Okay, hang on one sec. We'll finish on the other side of it.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorlson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Some breaking economic news, as the government has just issued its second estimate of GDP growth, or economic growth, for the second quarter, and it was at an annualized rate of 4.2%, the strongest performance in nearly 4 years. It's a tenth better than the first quarter 4.1% reading, and the fastest growth since the third quarter of 2014.
Shame on the White House and shame on the president.
That's the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, Carmen Yulín Cruz, not satisfied with President Trump's response to the news that the death toll from Hurricane Maria on Puerto Rico was really about 3,000.
All he had to say is, I'm sorry that 2,975 of you died. But he's incapable.
Until recently, the Fed said 64 people died. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Everybody loves a good deal, right? We love giving you good deals here on What's on Your Mind from Pucklutch, North Dakota's home for Chevy, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a sharp work truck we have today. Good folks at Pucklutch have a perfect deal for you. The feature vehicle, this is at the Valley City location. Another one. Say it, Todd. One owner, local trade. They did it again.
One owner, local trade. They did it again. Don't tell me to say it and then talk over me here.
The famous Pucklutch.
I'm kidding.
It's a pearl white 2013. I love the white because it's always clean. Pearl white 2013 GMC Sierra 1500 half-ton crew cab. SLE package. So it's got all the goods. Split leather seats, rear backup camera, brand new chrome wheels, and so much more. With only 81,000 miles. Things like new. It won't last long. This is going to go quick. Regularly on the lot for $23,995 today. If you tell them, hey, I heard it on the radio. Scott told me this is really sharp. Where is this 2013 Sierra 1500 half-ton crew cab? $22,550. And you buy any car, truck at Pucklutch in August, they donate $100 to your favorite school. Check it out at PucklutchValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, see it for yourself. Big selection, mint condition, one-owner vehicles. You save a ton, and most of the time they know who owned it. They've serviced it there, the whole deal. Pucklutch, Chevy, Buick, GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main and Valley City are online at Pucklutch.com and PucklutchValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. So, Stephen Bismarck, I need to finish here before we bring in our next guest. Your point on this issue was too much of the burden goes on the woman
on the woman, correct? Yeah, without the man in the picture, there wouldn't be probably an unexpected pregnancy.
there's some science for you. Yeah, I hear you. But
men aren't given any say as far as if that abortion is going to occur. We have no rights there. Where we have the right is to be responsible. I wish my children would abstain, but if they're not going to abstain, then they at least need to be responsible. And that seems to be lost in all of this. I don't imagine that there are ladies waiting to become pregnant so that they can go kill a baby. It just, and then that seems to be what the rhetoric has become.
And, you know, the thing we don't have time to get into today, Steve, is the unbelievable emotional burden that comes after that lasts a lifetime, that psychological pain and all kinds of things for a long, long time. So it's no picnic. It's not the choice. There's adoption. There's other things. There's wonderful organizations, you know, wonderful organizations. Dakota Hope and Why Not being a good example. The First Choice Clinic being another. There are many. They do great, great work. Steve, I appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. And just appreciate the feedback on that. Somebody else asked where to get that article. I'll post it up on Facebook here in just a little bit. Our next guest is a farmer and as well a state legislator, state senator from Jamestown, Terry Wanzek. Join us. I want to talk a little bit about the trade, the issues related to the impacts, I guess, basically on the ag community from the trade deals that are being discussed right now. Terry, nice to have you back. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I'm doing well.
Well, fantastic. Glad to hear it. I wanted to get a grower's perspective on this, swirl that's going around. We had last week, obviously, a number of the different commodity groups that were interacting with Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce, in an event that Congressman Kramer held, and a lot of discussion that was going on related to that. But as all this is happening, and now we have, of course, a deal on NAFTA, tentative deal with Mexico coming to the table, getting obviously in the thick of harvest. What are you thinking? How does this look from your perspective right now?
Yeah, you know, I watched online on Facebook. I think you had taped Wilbur Ross's comments, and I listened to them last week, and it's pretty much very similar to what we were, told, or the communication we had when I was with the group in June that went to the White House to visit with Mr. Ross and Steve Sensky, the deputy USDA commissioner, whatever. Of course, I hope you understand. I'm no expert on all the details of what's going on in the negotiations, but, you know, we're trying to deal with it in our way to put our own farm in position to get through this and to hopefully, in my opinion, I still believe it, in the end, come out with a better deal and with less trade barriers. And I think our farmers here in North Dakota, ourselves included, will be very competitive in a global market that removes a lot of these trade impediments and barriers. You know, I don't think any of us are big fans of tariffs, and Mr. Ross said that too. He said they don't want to be in the tariff business. They want to get out, and eventually, this is where they feel the administration has to be to try to get some effective changes made to our trade arrangement with China.
So how are you, the trade deals are playing out and there is uncertainty and all kinds of games being played, as you say, tariffs and, we're not buying, we're buying whatever. What do you do in the meantime as you watch all that play out? How are you reacting?
Well, we've done, what we did this spring, is something it's very common we do every year. You know, we forward contract a certain percentage of our anticipated crop. And so we do have some prices locked in this year at pretty decent rates. And, we've also recognized that we're probably going to have to store this crop a little longer. We did put up two, I'm talking about our personal farm, we did put up two new bins, and my son a couple weeks ago ordered a whole semi-load of those white bags, that we can store corn in. We're probably going to try to save the bins for soybeans, and the bags are more conducive to storing corn. But we also have more corn marketed this year, so it might be a little different than what's been the normal procedure on our farm, which is sell most of the soybeans at harvest. We might be selling more corn and less soybeans and storing more of them. I meet with and visit with a lot of farmers, and, even now here lately, I'm on the campaign trail a little bit more. It's getting a little more intense, and visiting with farmers. And one thing that kind of stuck out to me, it surprises me, a lot of us have a lot of apprehension. We're nervous about what's going on, obviously, and we're wondering what the ultimate end result will be. I mean, we're so dependent on the trade, and it's definitely impacting our business. But one thing I hear after everybody expresses that concern and apprehension, I hear it more than I thought I would, and it's the last statement is, well, I know our president's doing the right thing. In the end, I believe he's doing the right thing, but you know, at some point in time, it hopefully will come to a conclusion, and we can get back to, you know, marketing our beans around the world.
Do you think the reason people have that sentiment about the president is saying, I know he's doing the right thing, is that the status quo wasn't all that great? I mean, this is something that needed to be changed, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that and another thing, you know, besides going to Washington, D.C. in June, I did go to D.C. the end of July, and I'm a board member with this group called the Global Farmer Network. It's a network of farmers all around the world. You know, we promote fair and free trade, and we also promote, you know, the utilization of technology for producers, not just the United States, but all over the globe. And we had a meeting there, and we visited with the New Zealand ambassador and the Canadian embassy. We visited them, and we visited Cargill and Monsanto, and I had to catch a flight home, but the board also went to the Chinese embassy. Visit with them. I'm kind of sorry I missed that one, but you know, I didn't talk to one person in D.C. that felt China, that didn't view China as playing. I'm trying to phrase this right. That said, China is a problem. They all see China as a problem. They don't always follow the rules, and it's very frustrating. Some, of course, express maybe there was a different way to address it than tariffs, but. But pretty much everybody has a consensus that China hasn't always played fair and hasn't treated, you know, the United States situation all that well.
There are some reports out now that, you know, China, despite talking like they're going to stay strong on buying soybeans, will actually need some. That when they're, you know, that there will actually be a need at some point yet this year for soybeans in China. Are you hearing that too?
Yes, I am. You know, I think we all feel these barriers really don't help anybody. And that's another point that was made to us. Don't think this isn't impacting China either. I mean, or isn't having an impact on them. It's hurting them, too, probably just as much, if not more. And I would anticipate in the end that they want to get it rectified, too.
And that one, everybody seems to think is going to take longer. Is that what you're anticipating, that it will be?
You know,
be
and I think, you know, with the aid, I mean, I along with a lot of other farmers believe that we want trade, not necessarily aid, but I do welcome the relief. I mean, we're being used as a weapon here in the trade war, and it's really not fair. But I understand why China targeted us. I think they know our politics. You know, they know who helped elect this president. And so they're naturally coming after us to put some political pressure on him. I think that in the end, you know, this is going to work out. I still believe that.
And that's the optimism you're hearing from a lot of people. I mean, I'm you know, I've asked the question a number of times on the air to say, tell me, good, bad, indifferent. I mean, keep going, stop, cut your losses, what? And I'm amazed the amount of people who say it's not going to be fun. There's going to be some short-term pain, but I want them to keep going. I want them to do this and do this right. So just, you know, we'll take the hit for whatever it takes, but keep going.
Well, I think,
you know,
I think the comments by the administration, you know, indicate to me that they do have, I mean, obviously our president is a businessman. He understands the importance of having a customer base, and I do believe that he knows it's very important and vital to our business or our industry, ag industry in the United States, to be able to trade. And I heard Wilbur Ross say that last week when he was here. We don't want to be in the tariff business. We want to eliminate trade barriers, and we want a true, free, and fair market. And I think that's the one where we can do very well, and I believe we are very competitive at that global level if we get to that point.
Hang on, Terry. We'll talk more after the break. Terry Wancik with us from Jamestown today on What's on Your Mind.
Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for him.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. I like to say we're powered by MyPillow, because we wouldn't have much juice, we wouldn't have much power, but for our MyPillows that keep Todd and I going. And we want the same for you. That's right. The folks at MyPillow do a marvelous thing. They have great deals for you, like, for instance, right now, 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. If you simply use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Great birthday, wedding, graduation gift. Really good, neat gift. They also have a neat thing that Mike has talked about recently. In fact, he was in Bismarck Friday, Saturday, Sunday, talking about his own story of recovering from a crack cocaine habit and now uses that platform to help other addicts get clean and sober. And he is co-founding the Recovery Network, a platform that will have 200,000 inspirational stories that addicts can then search the database for stories and match their situation and age and find hope based on these stories of recovery. The Recovery Network on an app pairs up addicts with mentors that have faced similar situations. It's kind of good work they do with everything that we give them in purchasing these fine pillows. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Back with Terry Wanzek. A couple minutes left with Terry. If you have a question or comment for him, you can text me at 367-2054. You can text Todd at 226-8503, or you can call us at 258-0550. Somebody texted a question asking whether grain prices have fallen a lot since President Trump took office. I don't know if you're tracking that, Terry, on that, that time frame. But...
Well, you know, one thing I would say, as you know, it seems like a lot of people like to point to the drop in for instance, soybean prices or grain prices as the result solely of the trade tariffs. But I would say probably what's impacting prices even more than that is the fact that, you know, the USDA here on August 10th came out with a soybean yield, national yield projection of 51.6 bushels per acre. Well, that's an all-time record high soybean crop. And with the acres planted, you know, we're looking at probably one of the largest crops ever. And that, you know, the new genetics, the new technology, the new farming methods, they just continue to get better. We just keep producing more and more. You know, if you look at, I know here a month or so ago, my son told me, you know, Dad, a year ago, the price of soybeans was only 30 cents higher than it is today. I mean, the whole $2 reduction in soybean prices isn't all attributed to the trade situation. A lot of it has to do with the fact that we're producing these huge crops. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. I mean, you need the bushels, but on the other hand, we're flooding the market, so that's part of the problem. But that's why we need to continue, you know, taking advantage of the opportunities to grow our markets. You know, if you recall back when I was trying to help with the dairy and swine industry in North Dakota, that, you know, would have started probably small, but it's another, you know, market outsource for the corn and soybeans we grow. You know, we put a lot of dependence on our beans. We're kind of landlocked here in North Dakota. We put a lot of dependence on shipping them out to other markets. And I think we also got to look at other options and other opportunities to develop even a local market such as that. And, you know, I know in the end, you know, the exports and the trade is very vital to us as farmers. I recognize that. I think everybody knows that, and ultimately that's the goal I think even this administration is shooting for. You know, we're in the end trying to find, you know, make America better, if you will, and find or negotiate a better deal for our farmers here in the U.S. and in our state too.
This new $12 billion in trade relief, I guess, basically saying, okay, we got a trade deal going on. We know that impacts you, so therefore we're going to provide some help. You know, there's obviously different commodities get different things. You've got corn, you've got soybeans. How does that look? Did they so far go about this in a fair manner to divvy this up, do you believe?
Well, you know, I've given that some thought, and, you know, I've heard my son and my nephew and my brother talk about their views, and you know, it's going to be real difficult to find an, you know, an absolute perfect means of distributing that money. I'm sure there will always be criticism in one direction or another, but typically those who grow soybean or grow corn, excuse me, corn is not highlighted much, and I'm assuming that's because there's not much of a payment for corn because, you know, the corn market hasn't been impacted quite as dramatically as the soybean market. But typically those of us who are growing corn are growing soybeans too. So we'll see the, you know, the benefit from the soybean side. That is so far the one that's being targeted for the most relief.
Yeah, which question?
I'm not, you know, I've got to learn more of the details, but I understand there might be a small payment for wheat of about 14 cents a bushel, and corn is only 1 cent a bushel, and then I guess there's some relief for hog producers.
And then
soybeans, of course, are the major one.
Terry, thanks a lot for doing this. Great info. Appreciate your perspective.
You're
take care.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon buck.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.